With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Britain's former Prince Andrew arrested in the UK. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Police say they launched an investigation after assessing reports about his alleged contact with Jeffrey Epstein. Mountbatten Windsor has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. President Trump will meet today with representatives of the more than two dozen countries making up his newly impaneled Board of Peace.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible.
President Trump at a ceremony for his Board of Peace last month. That group's now set to hold its first meeting, governing and rebuilding Gaza, topping the agenda.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says some countries fear the board's work will conflict with that of the UN. And as the Board of Peace convenes, peace is proving elusive in Ukraine. Russia's war on its neighbor continues to rage. And there's speculation the U.S. could find itself in a conflict with Iran over that country's nuclear ambitions. Former South Korean President Yoon has been sentenced to life in prison for his arbitrary imposition of martial law.
Yoon defended his martial law decree as necessary to stop liberals, whom he described as anti-state forces, from obstructing his agenda with their legislative majority. The decree lasted about 6 hours before being lifted after lawmakers managed to break through a military blockade and voted unanimously to lift the measure.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says Yoon's attorneys are appealing the verdict and the sentence. Eight people killed, one missing and presumed dead, the toll taken by the deadliest avalanche in the U.S. in decades. It happened earlier this week near Lake Tahoe. The cascading snow overtook a group of backcountry skiers. The bodies of the victims have yet to be recovered. The weather will not allow for the recovery. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 143. This is SRN News. A threat to Christians in Russia.
According to the annual persecution report from Global Christian Relief, ISIS has established cells inside of Russia and in occupied parts of Ukraine. GCR says, quote, ISIS-linked groups have carried out lethal attacks affecting Christian communities, religious leaders, and places of worship, revealing an expanding pattern of extremist violence. Muslim terrorists are targeting Russia over its support for the Assad regime during the Syrian civil war. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual march to Easter Sunday is underway. Different churches have found various ways of calculating the traditional 40 days of Lent, but the number itself is important. It connects to the biblical symbolism of the number 40, typically used for times of testing, judgment, purification, or renewal. Most directly, it alludes to the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness after his baptism in preparation for his public ministry. This is SRN News. The grandson of the inventor of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup lashing out at Hershey.
70-year-old Brad Reese is accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes but said on Wednesday that it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. Reese, the grandson of H.B. Reese, who invented Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in 1928, said Hershey replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream in multiple Reese's products. High cocoa prices led some candy manufacturers to experiment with using less chocolate in recent years. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump pays a visit to Georgia today for a trip that the White House says will focus on the economy. The president's trip south comes ahead of the high-stakes midterm elections. More details, SRNnews.com.